live from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
To the mellifluous strains of Dream Theater, we begin another exciting excursion into this, the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley, in the KOTK Newsroom, live from the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. It's 2 minutes and 48 seconds after the hour of 12, and this, the month of February, in the year of our Lord, 2004. The great thing about this Gothic Beauty magazine, and I know that this is... We're dangerously close to just continuing yesterday's show, which consisted largely of me drooling over these celluloid women in this magazine. But let me just... The great thing about this, about any sort of real specialized magazine like this, is that they get right to the heart of things. They don't futz around with any sort of, you know, any sort of subtlety. Like, they're reviewing this band, and the band is just called something about vampires and sluts. That's the name of it. The new record from Something About Vampires and Sluts. That's the sort of honesty you don't find in, you know, you don't find that in, like, Cosmo or something. Anyway, hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show. We got all kinds of stuff coming. We've got Mascot Death, and it's at Disney World, which makes it even better. We've got the CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten coming up this hour. I don't know. I had to read this story 3 or 4 times to make sure that I was sort of assessing it correctly. But apparently there's some list of the 25 toughest guys in America. And apparently Hillary Clinton's on it. For reasons I can't really... I mean, I'm sure she could beat my ass senseless, but I... But in any event. So, Gary Baumgarten from CNN's going to be here later on this hour to talk to us about Hillary Clinton being... I don't even know how to feel about that. And I don't know how she feels about it either. I mean, what would you... If you were a chick and somebody put you on a list of the 25 toughest guys in the country, how would you even feel about that? I don't even know. I mean, not being vaginally equipped, I don't... I'm not really sure exactly what the response to that would be. Well, notwithstanding my my inability to sort of identify there, we'll have Gary Baumgarten later on this hour. Yeah, Mascot Death. We've got a Geek Watch coming up. We've got a Jackson Watch coming up. We've got news on the local band front. We've got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine coming up. In the second hour of the show, we have Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. And also in the second hour of the show, it's another exciting installment of Rick Emerson's It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. And Sarah's already heard this one, by the way. She heard a little sneak peek of this yesterday. We got two of those coming. We got one today and another one tomorrow. It's all coming up, plus your phone calls, your email, and what have you. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. We're moments away from your personal savior, Tim Riley, in the KOTK Newsroom. It's Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Yo, it's time for Rick Emerson, it must be new. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turn off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on I-5, and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up, but I've been trapping you, Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's a radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangster, yeah. And he's not having it, the radio gangster, yeah. He's not having it, the radio gangster, yeah.
And now, he It's not just news. It's News with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Well, I don't believe this has happened, but this just came in from California. Two women were married moments ago at San Francisco City Hall as Mayor Gavin Newsom made good on his plan to allow same-sex couples to wed. It was intended to get a step ahead of a conservative group trying to stop it.
Yeah, this whole country is just circling a drain of liberal depravity and filth. Is that a city-only thing, or is it a state deal?
That is a city-only thing, San Francisco.
Now, San Francisco, they kind of march to their own little drum down there, don't they? They've got their own little rhythm that they kind of walk to down there. So I don't know. That'll just be kicked down by the Supreme Court at some point, probably. But, you know, this has got to be... Can I just tell you, man, this is going to be... It's not just this thing in San Francisco. It's not just the thing in Massachusetts. It's not just Michael Jackson. It's not just Kobe Bryant. It's not just Disney death that we've got here today. This is just shaping up to be the most interesting year we've ever had.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, man, between that and between Scott McClellan sitting there between the White House press secretary podium flapping around like a thalidomide baby trying to explain George Bush's absence from the service when he was supposed to be there. I'm telling you, man, 2004, this is going to be that interesting year that Chinese prophets always talk about wanting to avoid.
Meanwhile, a 13-year-old says a stranger grabbed her and touched her breast during a basketball game at Clackamas High School.
Seriously, though, if you're a 13-year-old girl, aren't people always trying to touch your breast from that point on?
I would think so, yes.
Seriously. I just mean from the time you're 13. I mean, I don't know because I don't have them. But from the time you're 13 on, as a girl, presuming that you develop breasts, isn't the rest of your life just one big push and pull between trying to get people to touch them and trying to get people not to touch them? I mean, really. I mean, if we can just call a spade here. I mean, isn't that you're trying to get certain people to grope your breasts? You're trying to get other people to leave you the hell alone, and that's pretty much your whole life once you hit puberty as a girl, right? Everything else is sort of an adjunct to that. Am I correct?
I guess so.
Am I right or am
no,
I right?
When you're 13, your breasts don't concern you that much.
Well, they don't concern you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the 13-year-old boys are thinking about them more.
You're sitting behind that girl in math class, they concern you. All right.
The assailant described as an Asian male, 5'5", with dark hair. With
an Asian male with dark hair. Is that really necessary to report?
He had acne on his face and he reeked of urine.
As Asians often do.
A Scamania County prosecutor is investigating an incident in which the sheriff and undersheriff dragged a jail inmate by her hair into the snow. Sheriff Dave Brown making no excuses for his treatment of the 33-year-old suicide woman. He said he grabbed her hair to stop her from spitting and hitting anyone with her head as they moved her to another cell. Then they took her outside because, well, that was the shortest route. Clark County Sheriff's deputies asking pharmacy and grocery store employees to monitor the sale of Coricidin, a common non-prescription cold medication, after a Vancouver teenager overdosed on the drug. So apparently this is a popular way for teens to get high.
Is Coricidin the name of the drug, or is that the brand name?
That's the brand name. See? Oh, there's the box.
Well, let me see what that is.
It kind of looks like a Benadryl.
Mac, chest congestion, and cough suppressant.
Apparently several Clark County teenagers have died from overdoses of this
stuff.
You
can't get high on a cough suppressant. These that's a retarded way to... Kids, just get high on... Well, no, don't get high, but I'm speaking down in a satirical sense.
Get high on sports.
Get high on life. Or Sudafed. I mean, that's what everybody else uses, right? Sudafed and Robitussin. I don't know if Robo still has any of that stuff in it. I don't know if it still has... Is Robo still narcotic or is it non-narcotic? See, here's the thing, kids. Here's why... You know, they talk about how the good old days... Here's one way in which, because I always, you know, it's a maxim of this show that the past sucks, that the present is better, the future is going to be better still. That's just kind of one of the things we cling to as an article of faith. Here's one way in which that's not true. Really, when it comes to drugs, I think we can all agree that the past was always better because eventually anything that's fun or useful gets taken away. You know what I mean? Anything that, it's like, I think, I don't know if I told this story or not, but when I was working at that, I was working at the 7-Eleven last time I was unemployed. One of my rare moments of unemployment in radio. And so I'm working at the 7-Eleven, and I worked the graveyard shift, and there was this cop named Linda who came in, who was just hot, by the way, like 6'3", you know, and just a gun, and, you know, the gun itself right there just makes the chick hot. And it was a big-ass Xena-looking cop who would come in, and she wasn't used to the graveyard shift. And you all have seen it, right? They have it at the plaid pantries here. Do you ever go to the plaid pantry late at night? You got to do whatever. You're hauling lumber, or you got to make a road trip or something. You got to go to work, or you and your boys are going to... It's the long drive to Vegas, and you stop at the convenience store, and what do? Right next to the cash register, there's all of that, you know, You know, energy, you know, add buzz to your, none of that works. None of it, well, you know it doesn't work. You buy, you know, you buy, you what is this? Well, it's bee pollen. It's supposed to keep you awake. Doesn't keep you awake. Doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. None of it's effective. And so this cop used to come into the 7-Eleven. She wasn't used to the graveyard shift. And she would sort of paw through all the, like, ginseng tablets and stuff, which is just, like, a phenomenal scam. You know, they, you know, it's, the Chinese have been using it for 5,000 years. So it doesn't mean anything. Kids have been spinning around on their lawns and passing out for 5,000 years. It doesn't mean it does any good. So, but she would come in and sort of paw through the energy supplements and ask which of them work. And I would always point out that none of them work. Because as soon as any of those energy things start to get, as soon as it becomes obvious that they do work, the cops come in and take them away and make them illegal. So, anyway, what was my point? Cora Seiden. So, I really have no idea what I was talking about here.
Robitussin, better in the old days.
So I'm just saying in the old days.
Old time Robitussin.
You couldn't afford to go out and, you know, you couldn't buy any Ripple or something. There was always Robitussin.
Castor oil.
That was a long way to go for really what wasn't a very satisfying punchline there. That was disappointing. Yeah, I let you down there. We'll try better next time that I have it. Next time I have a tangent, we'll try to come back to a better payoff for it. Here's Tim Ryan. Half of the Battle Watch. Here's your Battle Watch.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Well, here we go. The U.S. military says there's no evidence of some Iraqi insurgents. Said no to top commander will be in the tent city of Fahula today. General John Abazaid escaped injury when attackers pulled grenades and guns from neighboring rooftops. Army Brigadier General Mark Kimmett describes the evil doings.
General Abazaid and General Swanick were visiting the local Iraqi Civil Defense Corps Battalion headquarters compound when three rocket-propelled grenades were fired at their convoy from rooftops in the vicinity. No soldiers or civilians were injured, and both coalition and Iraqi Civil Defense soldiers returned fire and pursued the attackers. A local mosque was thought to be harboring the attackers, and Iraqi Civil Defense Corps soldiers conducted a search of the mosque without result.
Now, let's remember the vast majority of Iraqis support their U.S. liberators.
I talked to General Swanick before I came in, and he attributes the attack to a small number of personnel and unrepresentative of what he believes to be 95% of the people in Fallujah who are fully supportive of the coalition.
They love America.
They do. They're greeting them with flowers.
Yeah.
Donald Rumsfeld was asked what can be done to stop this kind of thing. He says serious questions must be addressed.
Did somebody do something they ought not to have done? And if so, that individual needs to be punished and dealt with. A third thing one has to do is to look at the problem generically in the institution and say, how can that be avoided?
One more question for the ladies and gentlemen of the press.
We'll take one last question, and I will decide who it is. It's you.
What can you tell us about the attack?
Nothing. I've been in a hearing for 3 hours.
Wait,
no, you had your question. No. You had your question.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Secretary, thank you.
That's today's Battle Watch.
There you go. That was informative, wasn't it?
Americans play to win all the time. Americans love a winner. Now we have the best spirit and the best men in the world. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war.
The shocking truth comes out. High school and professional athletes are all using steroids. And John Ashcroft is putting an end to it. He says athletes that use these steroids aren't the Norman Rockwell-like role models they're supposed to be.
Steroids are bad for sports, they're bad for players, they're bad for young people who hold athletes up as role models. Steroid use threatens the lives and health of individuals, leads to injuries, and fosters a destructive culture contrary to the values that make sports such an important part of American life.
Everybody right now, raise your hand if you give a rat's ass about players on steroids. I don't care.
I mean, they were when I was going to high school.
Seriously, that's...
And they were major drug dealers.
That's exactly... Look, let's just, just be honest there. I mean,
that was the 70s.
I think the professional athlete guys have always been on steroids. And certainly at my high school, at least, if you wanted to buy cocaine, not that you would do those things, but if you wanted to buy cocaine or anything like that, you would always go to the locker room because the athletes always had the best supply to all of the best drugs in the high school. I mean, it was just sort of widely known. I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just saying the idea. It's like, it's like Sam Kinison used to say, you can't have rock against drugs because they go together. Rock created drugs. And sports and drugs go together flawlessly. And I don't give, because to say that, if you're going to say that you can't have athletes using steroids because it gives one person an unfair advantage over the other, I suppose that's one kettle of fish. But if you're going to sort of float this idea that, wasn't Bush talking about this in the State of the Union a while back? And we've got to get rid of the scourge of steroids. And everybody sounds like Kennedy because it's the only voice I can do. But I don't even really do the voice of Kennedy. I do the voice of Diamond Joe Quimby from The Simpsons as Kennedy. That's kind of the only way I can ever do a voice. So when I do Bush, it just sort of sounds like Harry Shearer. Anyway, my point is that if you're going to float this idea that we got to go in and clean up steroids in professional, like football, for example, because it's dangerous to players, that's what we would call a patently stupid argument, because you can't walk by the time you're 35 anyway. I mean, if those guys are playing the NFL and they're walking like my grandmother by the time they hit middle age. So, I mean, by the time you're 35 or 40, man, it's like your spine is in seven different places and you got pins in your knees. So I really think that steroids are perhaps one of your lesser issues if you're playing for the NFL.
Honestly, it keeps the athletes a good book learning.
I think it's like that old SNL sketch. I think there ought to be two different sports leagues. There ought to be one for people who aren't doped up, and there ought to be one NFL league. Like, bring back the XFL. You know what I mean? The Vince McMahon Football League. You ought to bring back the XFL, and there ought to be no regulations about what drugs you can take. You got to go in the NFL. I'll tell you what, and I can prove this right now. You put this on television, you put them on competing networks. One on NBC, the NFL on NBC. You put that right there. And then over on Fox, you just put the XFL, and you just have a big bag of crack right by the front door, and the athletes can just smoke as much crack as they want. You got a big box of syringes and a big bag of blow right there as they're getting onto the field. Which game are you going to watch? That's right. That's right. You can lie to yourself, but you can't lie to me because I know the truth. You're going to watch the all-drug Olympics. You're going to watch the all-drug football league. The DFL. The Dopers Football League. Because you want to see some guy's head taken off, you know what I mean? You ain't going to see any of that, signaling for a fair catch. You want to see a guy's spine taken out. That's what I want to see. Call it what it is. Jesus. All right. Hey, coming up, CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgartner is going to talk to us about Hillary Clinton being a man for reasons I don't really understand. Later on, we got the Jackson Watch coming up. We also got Geek Watch on the way. Got Jolie from the front desk, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. It's the worst song you've ever heard. Stay there. We'll be back. Here's Dan Baird.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Sarah Dillon's got the traffic.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, by the way, in case those of you out there, in the listening audience with internet access are longing for more information on chastity belts, Sarah style, you go to rickemerson.com. Today's weblog, we've got several things up there for you. We've posted at long last the Jessica Simpson photo from Blender Magazine that we were drooling over yesterday. That's up there, complete with lip gloss and crucifix. There's that. There's some chastity belt information, and we've got a picture of that shook us in this month's Sports Illustrated. This is the girl next door, whatever, Michelle Lombardi or whatever her name is. That's all there at rickemerson.com, so we're going to thank the peeps, as they say, for hooking us up with that. It's at rickemerson.com on today's weblog. Here's Tim Riley in the KTK Newsroom.
Red runner John Kerry's being hit hard by muckrakers whispering infidelity and taking up an old picture of him standing up with Hanoi Jane Fonda at the peace rally of 1970, who says she doesn't even remember him.
The American people have had it with the big lie. Any attempts to link Kerry to me and make him look bad with that connection is completely false. We were at a rally for veterans at the same time I spoke, Donald Sutherland spoke, John Kerry spoke at the end. I don't even think we shook hands.
Seriously, if you were walking down the street, though, and you saw Jane Fonda's face being eaten by wild dogs, would you even bother to call the police? I don't think you would. Neither would I. No one would. Everyone, you talk about, there's very few people about whom we can all agree here, but I think Jane Fonda is one of those people. She falls into the no one likes her, no one cares category. It's just her and Dr. Laura.
Kerry is unmoved by the accusations.
Bring it on!
Quit saying it. Quit saying that. It's just irritating.
Maybe someone should name a star after him.
Yeah.
An Italian woman who had her breasts enlarged with the biggest silicone implants available is still being hunted by police after she skipped out on a $9,500 plastic surgery bill. Police say they have few leads as the woman used a false name but are relying on a photograph of her unusually large bra size to find her. The woman also did a runner from the exclusive private hospital in Rome a day after the two-hour operation, which doubled her breast size, according to a plastic surgeon. Unfortunately, this kind of fraud isn't all that unusual. This happened in Rome.
Now, but what size is it?
It doesn't say.
Well, you can't tease like that. You can't say that it's the biggest breast enlargement available and the biggest bra size known to man and not say what it is.
I'm sorry. That's all the information I was given.
Well, damn it, that's not good enough.
I'll just have to dig deeper into the story.
Also this also begs the question, if you go into the hospital and you get your breasts enlarged and then you never pay the bill, I mean, I know this sounds like a bad joke, but I've always wondered if they come and just take those away. It's like, you'll hear those stories that come out once or twice a year. There'll be some story about a guy pays for his wife to get larger boobs, and then they break up, and then they're not paid off, and he stops payment on the Amex, and then you wonder, it's like I got my car repossessed a while back, and the dead of night, some guy comes and jimmies the lock and rolls it out of the driveway, you know what I mean? Which is the really evil thing about those car repo guys. And, talk about car repo guys. Here's an evil story. My friend Larry had this soft top Stingray, and, of course, behind on his payments. Why? Worked in radio. No money. Bought a car. 50 grand. Bad idea, Larry. So he buys this Stingray. Can't pay for it. It's sitting there in his garage. Garage door down. Garage door locked. Car inside. House secure. Dead of night. Guys with wrenches. Open up the garage. They jimmy the lock to the garage. This can't be legal, of course. But, I mean, the car repo guys are just one step above child molesters anyway. I mean, let's just admit that that's the case, you know? So, the guys come up. Jimmy the lock, put up the garage door, into the garage, knife through the soft top. They cut the freaking soft top open. And then, they reach inside, open the door, fire up the car. They don't even use the Slim Jim, you know what I mean? They don't even use the Slim Jim on the window. They're cutting the soft, even I'm not even really a car guy, and I know that's wrong. You don't do that. You don't cut through the top of a man's car. You just don't do it. Get inside, put it in neutral, roll the car out of the driveway, roll the car down the street. He found this out later after the fact. Roll the car down the street, start it, get away. That's why, and this is why people shouldn't own guns, because I'll guarantee you right now, you find some guy cutting open the soft top to your Stingray and rolling it out the driveway, you're going to have one dead guy. At least. You're going to have one dead repo guy right there in the driveway. All right. About whom no one would mourn, by the way. I mean, there's a whole class of citizens in this country that you could just... And I'm not advocating murder, because clearly that's wrong on a lot of levels. I'm just saying there's whole groups of citizens in this country you could just kill with impunity and no one would care. I'm not advocating that you do that. I'm just saying, you going to shed tears over some repo guy? I think not. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. The sounds of Andrew W.K. can mean only one thing. It's our good friend, CNN radio correspondent, Gary Baumgarten in New York. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. This is a tough town. We make tough people, tough men and tough women.
Including Hillary
Clinton. Including Hillary Clinton.
So this sounds like a bad joke, but so Hillary Clinton, correct me if I'm wrong here, and I only know the little bit on the little prep sheet this morning, because I haven't seen the whole story yet, but somebody created a list of the 25 toughest guys, and Hillary Clinton's on it.
Right. It's Men's Journal. Have you ever read Men's Journal?
Sure.
Oh, you have?
No.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is great publicity for Men's Journal.
Yeah.
Shall we say it like five or six more times on the air and people are going to run out and grab the magazine?
Well, so what is the definition of tough guy? What are they using as the definition of tough guy?
Well, it depends on the individual, but this is the first time in their list of 25 that a woman has made the list. And they claim it's not a joke, they're not poking fun, that they admire her because she's such a tough person. So she's number 25 in a list of 25, which is an honorable mention, as one of the toughest guys in America because of what she's gone through with her husband and how she's fought her way into politics on her own and all of that. And, you know, she is a pretty tough person. I mean, both of her admirers and detractors, when they meet her, they say, oh, she's one tough woman. I mean, I have heard people say that. So, I guess she's kind of like a tough guy.
Well,
guy is a generic phrase, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. Because of human resources directors lurking everywhere in this country, there's certain terms you're no longer allowed to use. But, I mean, we're men here. We can speak to each other as adults.
Yes.
Let's be honest. That there are ladies and there are women, there are chicks. And then there are just sort of broads,
mm-hmm.
you know, and dames and so forth. I don't know that she's a dame, but I think she's definitely a broad. She's mm-hmm. a broad the same way that, like, Bette Midler is a broad. Roseanne is abroad, and I think Hillary Clinton falls into that category.
Well, I don't know, maybe she's like tough like Maggie Thatcher and Golda Meir.
Seriously, Margaret Thatcher, man, you talk about a woman that would kick you down some stairs if thought that there was a 50 cents in it for her.
Yeah, I think she was a much stronger person than Tony Blair.
I have no doubt that Margaret Thatcher and Hillary Clinton both could probably kick my ass.
Right.
I mean, there's just
no
doubt about it. I mean, any woman that just, you know, what are these? Well, they're the Falklands. Let's go destroy them. I mean, it's, you know, you gotta say that there's some toughness there. Is there any response from Hillary Clinton on this?
I haven't seen any response from her yet. I actually got some her daily. You know, she sends out a slew of releases every day about this and about that. Nothing on this particular issue. I imagine that if she were holding an availability, it would be asked of her today. But I guess she's in Washington, not here in New York, so there's no opportunity for that. But I would imagine she would say she's appreciative of the honor because it really is not being bestowed upon her. As a joke, they are very serious about this.
Let me ask you this. People in New York secretly detest her.
I think people in New York like her.
They do?
I mean, here in New York City, oh, yeah, she's very well-liked.
And we're kind of low-key fans of Hillary Clinton because she's, she's just, you know, she doesn't take crap from anybody. But it's like there is no middle ground in her. It's everybody
I don't know anybody who's ambivalent about this,
and
this person.
Do New Yorkers like her just because she's just hard as nails? Is that why?
I think so. You know, New York is the kind of place where, some people were screaming carpetbagger and all that. But New York's very welcoming of anybody.
Everybody there.
One of those places where you have to be here three generations before you're a New Yorker.
Yeah.
You know, you ride the subway once and that makes you a New Yorker if you, successfully ride it. If you don't, well, I guess not. You were a tourist.
But, let me ask you this.
But I think they like the fact that she stands up for what she believes in, even if they disagree with her. I think a lot of people recognize that she's a very strong personality, and I think she's respected for that by and large.
Excellent. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten in New York City. Here's Tim Riley in the KTK Newsroom. Time for the Geek Watch. This is your Geek Watch.
This high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember, you used to...
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux, and just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn ship. You got it?
Energize.
Liam Neeson.
Neeson.
Is the final person who might be Batman, playing opposite Christian Bale in the upcoming Warner Brothers picture. Neeson would join Bale, set to play Bruce Wayne, also known as Batman, and Michael Caine, who's appearing as Wayne's butler, Alfred. Katie Holmes and Cillian Murphy have also been cast. The city has declined to comment on Neeson's role. He's been nominated for an Oscar for his portrayal of Oscar Schindler in Schindler's List. That was a very good movie. And most recently seen in Love Actually. His recent credits include Gangs of New York, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. He'll also appear in Kinsey, the title role of the noted sex researcher, and is shooting Kingdom of Heaven.
So does it say definitively that it's... I know that these are the sorts of things I should know, but it's just so difficult to keep track of this stuff. Does it say that Christian Bale is Batman? Or did it say that he's taunts? I can't even... I can no longer follow what's...
He is set to play Bruce Wayne.
All right, so Christian Bale... I got all kinds of mixed feelings about that. I think Christian Bale... Just, I won't dwell on this, but I think for you Batman fans out there. I think Christian Bale can play Bruce Wayne. I'm not entirely sure that he can play, because Batman's kind of a big guy, you know? Yeah. Batman's sort of big, he's sort of bulky, he's the, you know, he's the Dark Knight. And Christian Bale's just sort of spindly and slender. I don't know if he's really going to be able to pull that off. Michael Caine is, as Alfred is, that's a genius bit of casting. I have no idea what Liam needs to be playing. There's your Geek Watch for Thursday. We'll be back more after this.
By the Sons of Warvan, I shall avenge you.
Next. Ooh, loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, coming up, we have that Disney mascot death story. Also, Jackson Watch. Later on in the second hour of the show, Jolie from the front desk will be here for How Chicks Think. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to be here. Today's top five drinks with which to intoxicate young women. Not young women, but... I'm just saying, you know, if you're spent, you know, in the company of a...
If you want to kiss some 17-year-old, this is the way to get her liquored up.
Clearly that's not something. I'm just saying colloquially or in the presence of a young lady for the evening, or, you know, a lady who's young at heart. You're out with Therese and you want to get her loaded? I'm just saying, I mean...
Oh, wait, okay, I'll pay attention.
You shut your hole. That's what you can do. You should serve you a glass of shut up. All right, here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Well, a Greek fellow has found the video of his wife having sex with her lover while he surfed an internet pornography site. The 30-year-old from Athens called police, who arrested a young man on charges of running this exhibitionist site. Police in Attica said the site has been up for 6 months and operates a club with free membership. It boasts 5,000 members.
Wait, hold on. There's free membership?
Yeah.
All right, next one.
The site also received an average of 30,000 visits per day. The man said he found the site during an attempt to find out why his 25-year-old wife spent so much time on the internet.
And so this was, and so it was her? She was on there just like, all getting nude and whatnot?
Yeah. Excellent. Having sex with her lover.
Ah, okay. Good stuff.
It was supposed to be 5 days of beach fun in Ocean City, Maryland for James and Mary of Flower Town and their two young children. Instead, they claimed in a lawsuit they got two hotel beds infested with bed bugs. They allege they suffer from bed bug bites. How to say that quickly? Days after returning home, forcing them to call an exterminator to their house. They also had to toss bedding, furniture, and clothing in the trash. The lawsuit filed in Montgomery County Court alleges their ruination totals $20,000. They seek compensation and punitive damages of $50,000 from bed bugs.
All right, what are bed bugs, though? They're not like an actual creature, though.
Yeah, they're like little fleas that bite you. They live in mattresses.
You're not talking about, like, dust mites. Those are everywhere.
I'm not sure the...
You know, because like bed mites and dust mites and skin mites, like those are omnipresent. You can't get rid of those, and you need those. I mean, because I saw a whole thing on Nova about this. Was it Nova? It was some show on the Discovery. When I was a kid, warped me forever, because they did the greatest thing. When you're a kid, you're alternately fascinated and repulsed by this sort of stuff. And as a kid, I was watching some show on PBS or someplace, and they showed some guy's hand or whatever. It's like, look, here's a dude's hand, and then they showed like a monstrous close up of it. And it's just, you know, and then you got the skin mites and whatnot. But they were noting that you can't get rid of them. They're just part of you. They're on you right now. Even on the surface of your eyes, you can't get rid of them. They cover every inch of your body. It's true. It's a whole thing. I've got pictures. All right. Hey, we've got this story from Disney, by the way. We want to read this. Lake Buena Vista, Florida. A worker dressed as Pluto was killed after being run over by a float during an afternoon parade at Walt Disney World on Wednesday. Javier Cruz, 38, of Orlando, was killed in the Magic Kingdom near the Splash Mountain ride, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Cruz had worked the park since 1995 and played the role of the yellow dog character in the parade. It meant 9 years in a fursuit being Pluto.
In Florida.
In Florida. That's got to be a lot of fun. You've got to be dropping 10 or 15 pounds a day just in water weight there. And doesn't it seem like after 9 years you get to ramp up to somebody? How long do you have to be Pluto before you get to be one of the dwarves or something? And before you get to...
I think Pluto might be the top.
No, because Mickey's the top. Clearly the best job at Disney World in mascot. Even the best mascot world job in the world is being Mickey, right? There's no better job than that. That's got to be the top of the hierarchy. And you wonder if the people who play Mickey... I mean, if they sort of walk with a little bit of a spring in their step, you know, if they strut around a little bit in front of the guys playing Pluto... Anyway, he'd been Pluto since 1995 and played the role of the... which I guess must indicate that you can make a living doing that. You must be able to make like a full-on salary being Pluto at Disney World.
I think it's union.
Huh. Played the role of the yellow dog character in the parade. Cruise was toward the end of the parade and was about to enter the park when he was hit by a float. Langley said she wasn't sure if any visitors witnessed what had happened. That's a good way to warp your kid for life. That's a good... yeah. All right. Yeah, and then there's... Donna Lynn Dalton, recording secretary for Teamsters Local 385, which represents costumed workers at Disney World, says it appears all rules were being followed during the parade. It's a horrible, horrible tragedy, she said. It's a horrible tragedy for everybody but us, because we love mascot stories here. So any stories of mascot death, any stories of mascot maiming or unpleasantness, you can send those right along to us. We're big fans.
Half of the Jackson Watch.
Here's your Jackson Watch.
Michael Jackson's finances may be in dire straits. The New York Times reports Jackson faces an immediate cash crisis with a $70 million loan from the Bank of America on Tuesday. Several close financial advisors say they don't have the money, so to repay this loan, they're going to ask for an extension. Child molestation charges against the singer, along with allegations that the Nation of Islam is involved in his affairs, have scared off banks. They also combined to hurt his ability to make more money. At least two groups of investors walked away from possible business deals because of the criminal charges. Jackson is also not making much money from concert tours or record sales, but even his creditors are asking to discount their invoices. Jackson is renting a $70,000 a month home in Beverly Hills while his Neverland Ranch sits empty. His catalog of songs is estimated to be worth $75 to $90 million. And that guarantees the B of A loan. He also owes the company millions more, including a $200 million loan. But that's guaranteed from the music catalog he owns with Sony, which is an additional $250 million. If the catalog was sold to pay off Bank of America, Jackson would have nothing left. But he doesn't seem worried. He's spending about $2 million a month up and on shopping sprees.
Two thoughts. First of all, Michael Jackson ought to play the Joker in the new Batman film. Come on, you talk about a brilliant bit of casting, you would go see that. If you saw, because we can all agree now that casting Nicholson as the Joker was a fantastic mistake. It was a big flop, it's a disaster, it didn't work, no one liked it. But if you cast Michael Jackson as the Joker, your ass would pay to see that. You'd be terrified. I'm terrified just thinking about it. Michael Jackson, big ass, green hair, cackling. Looking right at that, come on, that's unnerving even to think about. Secondly, the answer to Michael Jackson's financial woes is pretty simple. They always talk about him touring, but am I wrong in thinking that every time you see Michael Jackson touring, it's like in Germany or Amsterdam or some weird far-flung? When's the last time Jackson did an American tour? I mean, I have no idea. I can't even remember.
I don't remember either.
If Michael Jackson came to the Rose Garden next month, we would all go. I'll guarantee you that. I mean, most of it. Am I wrong here? I know Matt would go.
I'm there.
Sarah would go. Yeah, I'd completely go. Tim?
I think I'd go also.
Well, there you go. See, that's a guy who doesn't tour America often enough, and I know that he doesn't want to now because he's in the midst of all this huge PR crisis. But I'll tell you what, that guy's become... I mean, there's so much love for Michael Jackson and what he does musically that, I mean, that's a sure thing. That guy goes on the road and brings the music to the people. I don't know why he's not doing that, because it seems like it's a pretty sure cash flow. God only knows. All right, there's your Jackson Watch for Thursday.
Well, let's see what's on TV tonight. Survivor All-Stars. A Survivor's Prey Fights Back. A romance blossoms between castaways. Two survivors butt heads. Also, The Apprentice. Teams compete to raise money at a celebrity auction. One project manager is too controlling, while another embarrasses the team. WWE SmackDown.
Hey, that reminds me. That reminds me of this. What time is that on?
WWE SmackDown?
Now, it's
8.
I'm unsure about how this goes, because I'm not really the professional wrestling fan that I once was. But so they were in the Rose Garden, just a while back, right?
Yeah, pretty recently.
They were in the Rose Garden, and that aired when? So when they were in the Rose Garden, when and where did that air? Does anybody know?
Okay. I'm not sure.
Because we got, I don't have the email in front of me. Oh, wait, here we go. This is from Greg. Rick. Was watching the WWE that was live, I guess, Monday night. I was watching WWE live from the Rose Garden Monday night. For a few full seconds on screen, there was an F match sign in the crowd. And then he says, damn, your listeners will do anything for you. F. Matt with a harpy who wants a cracker.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
So according to Greg, he was watching the WWE Monday night. I guess it was live from the Rose Garden. And some dude or dudette in the crowd had a big F. Matt sign that was up there. So I didn't see it. I didn't tape it or anything. I don't really watch the WWE. But if anybody saw that or anybody's got it on tape, you let us know. If anybody's got the ability to make sort of a screen capture or something there. So if anybody saw the WWE Monday and can verify this or has got it on tape or anything like that, you let us know. All right. We've got some people that witnessed this that we'll get to here in just a few. Here's Tim Riley in the KTK Newsroom.
Linda Cardinelli, best known as Velma from Scooby-Doo, is taking on a totally different challenge, playing a single mom nurse on the ER. Tell me about going from Scooby-Doo to ER, Linda.
You know, it's fantastic because my part is so completely different from what I did in Scooby-Doo. Velma is, 180 degrees from what I play. I play Sam on ER, and so it's really fun because, I go from this cartoon world that's sort of surreal to this ultra-real hospital emergency room. So it's really great for me. I absolutely love it.
Man, Linda Cardellini, man, she's hot like summertime sun. I don't know if you ever saw her on... She was on Freaks and Geeks. She played Lindsay on Freaks and Geeks, which did for one season. Then she was in that hideous Scooby-Doo thing. And I guess now she's on ER. But that's a girl. Man, See, she's one of those girls, as we talk about beauty and hot and cute. She's one of those girls that is both cute and beautiful, though. And beauty deepens. See, cuteness and hotness, they sort of fade. Beauty deepens. That's a girl you're going to be seeing a lot of in the future. She's going to get more beautiful as time goes on.
I think so.
Okay, well, we got, like, no real time here. So what we'll do is we'll do this. We'll come back. We'll talk to Mark and Chris, who I guess saw the F. Matt sign on the WWE or saw WWE Monday have a tape of it or something. So we'll find out about that. We've got Rick Emerson's It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard coming up. Jolie from the front desk is going to be here with How Chicks Think. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine and today's Top 5, the top 5 drinks with which to get a woman intoxicated. You stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, it's 101. I'm Tim Riley. A California truck driver says his civil rights were violated by the cities of Troutdale and Ridgefield. Lawyers for Les Martin of Orangevale, California, say Troutdale and Ridgefield police entered his room at the Troutdale Motel 6 May 12th, thinking he was wanted on a Washington state warrant. Well, he wasn't. A former gang member and convicted killer has been accused of robbing and raping a woman in North Portland last month. DNA evidence led them to arrest 32-year-old Howard Hill. Multnomah County Sheriff's deputies arresting 4 people after finding a mobile methamphetamine lab in the trunk of a car.
A mobile methamphetamine lab? Was it dangling over a baby's crib with a moon on one side and Winnie the Pooh on the other?
Oh, that's a thought. I don't know exactly what that means.
Just checking.
I've never seen one. What's up? Well, they're being held on drug manufacturing and possession charges. Mostly sunny today, beautiful afternoon, highs in the 50s. Cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s, and rain coming in tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.